I would encourage you to do so. So make it as painless as possible. Okay, letter C. We want to make it professional and with a strategic plan. Make it professional and with a strategic plan. I want to encourage you to make things at your registration area location. If it's nothing but a desk, okay, just something small. It might be one of these higher tables, one of these little round tables. I hated to call it a cocktail table, but that's probably what it is. All right, one of those, okay, one of those tables. It might just be that. It's got a sign. Maybe you put new balloons there every week, or if it's a desk, whatever it is, make it colorful. Make it professional. Make it sharp. Really, a lot of places are getting very minimalistic with this kind of thing. We have a desk there in the North Auditorium. We also, in the administration building, we have a desk where people are seated behind it. A lot of folks are getting away from that. It's like there's a barrier there in between the people. And so we're trying to get it to where people are walking up to people and engaging in that way, and there's no disconnect. So whatever it is, make it professional, keep it clean. A lot of times you can start getting a lot of papers and a lot of people setting things there in these locations. You want to try to keep that clean and keep it a good look. One of the things that we try to do as a part of our strategic plan, we actually did it just kind of testing the waters and seeing how it would go. We started using some of our children in elementary as greeters in this area, okay? And really, they were just doing three things. We were asking them to speak to everybody as they come in with a smile, okay? That was included in that one. Good morning and smiling, okay? And we were strict about it, okay? If they couldn't do it, they didn't make the cut. No, we're like, oh, you did a good job this Sunday, and we keep people on a rotation, but we would get them off the rotation if they wouldn't do it. And so anyway, we wanted to smile and speak to everyone with good morning. And then we were asking them to hold the door for people. That's a big deal. You got moms and dads coming in. We've got it here that things are spread out enough and people have figured out they'll bring strollers. Okay, maybe some of you are doing that. And so holding doors for single moms, holding doors for grandparents who are bringing their grandchildren and this kind of thing. And so holding doors. So we're greeting everybody, we're smiling, we're holding the door. And then for the kids where it was age appropriate, we would always have a sticker of some kind. And we would just give that sticker. How many of your kids got stickers at the doctor's office? Okay. Mine always did. Got stickers at the doctor's office. They were always looking forward to it. They knew we're going to get a sticker. It's going to be awesome. And so we started giving out these stickers. And man, the kids started loving that. We would even do it for our own church kids as they were coming in. And again, just a way of greeting. We tried that for a season, and we decided that we were going to put that on hold and do that again when we get our North Auditorium renovated. Part of that reason was because we would always have to transition those kids from greeting to their classrooms, and it would require extra workers and that kind of thing, and making sure that they were safe. But anyway, we're probably going to get back to that. It's a part of the plan. And we would give those Kid City greeters, we'd give them a big badge that said, you know, welcome team or whatever, made it kid-friendly with the colors and that kind of stuff. So that was a part of our strategic plan for the process and making it professional. Signage, really important. That's what keeps it professional as well. Good signage, colorful signage that I think has continuity to it. When they see this certain color, they'll recognize it as something children. I've seen ministries who they'll paint a whole hallway. The nursery hallway is orange. The preschool hallway is yellow. The elementary hallway is green. Whatever. However you want to do it, those kind of things help with the continuity and help with the professionalism and the plan. Now, here's something that's really important as a part of it. The ushers and the greeters of your ministries, if you have those, they need to be informed about proper locations. Locations change sometimes, and that can be really frustrating if people are taken to the wrong spot, okay? And they got to regroup, and you got to send them back across somewhere or down a different hallway or whatever. And depending on the size of your ministry and your buildings and how it's all laid out, but make sure you're communicating with your ushers and greeters. This is always a big deal for us whenever we're having a big day, because sometimes things do change. We're anticipating larger crowds, And we got to make sure on our handouts for the ushers and the greeters, they know right where to take people. Extremely important, okay? I wanted to give you this. This is a part of our strategic plan and our professionalism, and that is the software that we use to check in new families and existing families. Right now, we are using a product from a company called Shelby, and the actual software that we use is Arena. So Shelby Arena. And you can look into that. We chose ministry-wide to use Arena for this purpose, and this was about 3 years ago when we launched this particular program. We used it because the database for this particular system could be all-inclusive. In other words, when we're entering new information for children's ministry, it goes right into the main church database, okay? We're entering financial information or people are giving to our ministry, goes right into the database. All that is there under one umbrella. Some churches have their main database of entering information from first-time guests and one thing, and then they're using a system like KidCheck, or which is a good system, but they're using KidCheck, and it's not compatible with their church database, and so there's now a re-entering of information. It just doubles up the man work and that kind of thing. Some of you know how to work through that stuff even better than I do, but I'm just saying that's why we chose Shelby Arena. Our stickers that they print out are relatively simple. There are other systems out there, I'll give you a few here in just a minute, that probably look better, have a better look, but just for instance, for my son, this is what it looks like. It just says, "Welcome to Kid City," and it's just a sticker. And by the way, be careful about the type of stickers that you get. You don't want super glue stickers, okay, that won't ever come off the baby bag, or won't ever come off the stroller, or won't ever come off their clothes, okay? But these stickers, and it simply has, "Welcome to Kid City," his name, which class, and the PIN number there on that one for folks to remember. And then this one is his checkout slip. Now, I think this one was specifically developed for spiritual leadership. We don't normally print the PIN on there. The PIN is the number that is unique to every user, okay, every family. And the PIN really is not the security. The security comes from the computerized number that is printed out on every sticker, and that will be unique to the sticker that goes on the child, and it's also unique on the sticker that they'll use to check out, and it can only be for that child. There's where the security is. That's another thing about our professionalism. One of these things you got to be careful with, but we require the sticker, okay, to folks that come in. I don't know how our workers have been for you guys, and we try to give grace when we've got new folks here, and we know you're here for the conference, etc. But people that come in here that are guests, they have to have the checkout sticker to pick up their child, okay? And, anybody, okay? And you know what happens? If you make an exception with one person, the word gets around. Now, again, we go through this with our workers. Be gracious. But you explain, this is for the security, and we have to do this across the board. Now, we try to make it simple for them to get another sticker, okay? As simple as possible. And that means them just simply going to the North Auditorium counter and having another one printed out. And most of the time, we'll have one of our workers walk with the parent. Even if it's a parent that's been here 15 years and they've had 8 children through our ministry, okay? That kind of thing. Again, you just be consistent with it and be gracious with that. But that is the security, and you need that in our day as a part of your professionalism, okay? All right, enough to belabor that point. Here's a couple other software systems that you could possibly use. Fellowship One. Anybody use Fellowship One? We got a few folks here who use Fellowship. Have you been pleased with Fellowship One? Good deal. We did a real review of that, and we were real pleased with it. So that's a good one. Fellowship One. Here's another one, Church Community Builder. Anybody use Church Community Builder in here? Okay. Have you been pleased with that? How long have you used it?
About 3 years.
Okay. We actually had someone walk through that with us. We did a conference call, did something online. They were able to set up their computer and show us everything. We went through all that. We were very, very impressed with them as well as we were in the search. Another one that is kind of a standalone that doesn't always merge with other databases. I think it does with some, but it's a good check-in program, and that is KidCheck. It's called KidCheck. Sometimes you'll see that on children's ministry websites and that kind of thing. Okay? Here's another one I think has probably been around, I'm guessing, for the longest time of a lot of church database systems, and that is automated church systems. It's known as ACS, automated church systems. Anybody here use that? Okay, automated church systems. Here's a dividing factor too with some of these. Some of these have software to be downloaded into your system. Some of it is driven online. Okay, and a lot of these are going toward an online setup, which I think is a little more fluid. It works a lot better, and I think it is also supported better when it's an online system. So anyway, there are others. Again, we went in Arena about 3 years ago and were able to put our entire church ministry under one database, and that was a huge part of the decision-making process. Okay, so that's the check-in. I've gone through things, you know, quickly there. Hope you'll pick up a nugget or two. Let's go on into the information process. The information process. Letter A, we want to steward the information. Okay, they come. Oh, and by the way, our guys are smart enough. They've been able to help us set this thing up to where people, before they even show up on campus, can go onto our website and register their children. That really streamlines things. When we meet somebody knocking on doors, or there's a neighbor, a coworker, and we know they have children, we can tell them, if you'll go online, you can just go ahead and get all the information that you need to, and then when you come to the check-in process, they'll have that. They'll be able to print out your stickers. That's been successful so far. We weren't sure how that was going to go, but it's gone well. We get, in the children's ministry office, we get an email saying somebody has registered, and it shows us their information already, and so we've been pleased with how that works, and we're hoping to develop that in a better way. But steward the information. Again, as I said at the outset, the Lord has brought these people to you, okay? He's brought these people to you. He's brought them a variety of ways and a variety of means. Just by testimonial, the Lord blessed us this past Easter with about 78 new family units just through children's ministry, okay? And man, we were fired up about that, and that represents probably 100 and 125 children in that. And so what do we want to do? We want to be extremely careful with that information. We got to go back and remember, this is the life's blood of the church. It's the life's blood. We have new people come in, and what we do with this information. So here's what you ought to do. You ought to decide whose hands that information is going to touch. In this process, you got to determine who's going to be the steward for it. Again, for us, this information is emailed directly to our children's team. If yours is not paperless, that's fine. Just think it through and where the paper is going to go. From time to time, we still use these paper registration forms. I've got a few of these if somebody wants it. But here's our paper registration form for families and what information we like to get from them. This information would go directly from our check-in stations right straight to our children's ministry secretary. Okay, there was a place that it was put. She got it after every service. During the service, once it was taken, it actually went in a drawer, was under lock and key. Okay, we weren't playing around. We still don't. We're going to keep this information. It's personal information, and it's going to go directly to the person who's going to enter it if it is a form like this. Now, it obviously goes directly as an email when it's done through the self-check-in kiosk. But we want to steward that information. We don't want it to get lost in transition, and we want it to go to the right people. Extremely important. Okay? So you're going to steward the information and have that mindset about it. You don't want to go up to the nursery director and say, hey, didn't we have four families check in that are brand new? And they were like, oh, yeah, it was awesome. I got to talk to all of them. Well, where's that information? It accidentally got thrown away. Oh, no. Okay? And you just don't want that. And it can happen. It can happen to any of our children's ministries. Okay? So steward the information. Then letter B, quickly. We want to evaluate the information. For us, our Kid City team takes about 10 minutes in every weekly meeting to discuss guest information. The team serves in some way every week, but they might not have necessarily met the first-time guest, or they may have. If they did, we want to talk about that. We want to think about their scenario and who came in contact with them. Are those first-time guests connected to anyone in our church? What was the spirit? Were they from out of town? All those things, we talked that through. Now, that conversation may be with you and you alone. And you just sit through and you think and you look at names and then you're going to steward that information to someone else. Whatever, evaluate it. You want to ask yourself, were there special needs in this situation? Was this family simply adding another child to current registration? Just evaluate the information that you get from the guest. And then, letter C there, we want to present the information. Present the information. What do you mean by that? Well, in our scenario, we get a staff member in Kid City to go make the first visit. Okay, and so we're going to take that information we've been given and we're going to give it to them, name, address, phone number, who the children were, and we're going to assign that visit to a staff. Okay, it may mean for you, you're going to assign that visit to one of your laymen that works in children's ministry. Okay, it may mean for you, you're going to make sure pastor knows this was a first-time guest because he's going to want to be the first person to go. Well, what are you doing? You're stewarding the information, you're evaluating, and then you're presenting it to someone. Okay. Now, for our elementary, anytime we have first-time guests, we email to them a snapshot of their week, who was there, who was not there, and who the first-time guests were. And so our elementary teachers will also make a visit. And you want to verify in that process that the visits were made. Okay, so that leads us to the follow-up process. A little bit of overlap there, but let's talk about Roman number 3, the follow-up process. Didn't we say 12:30? We're just about there. Isn't that what he announced? Okay, yes. Good deal. All right, we're almost there, and I'll turn you loose on time for lunch. Okay, the follow-up process. So we've registered them. We've then evaluated this information that we've taken in, and now we're going to do the follow-up. So prayerfully, these folks are going to come back, okay? Letter A, visits should be made as soon as possible, okay? Visits should be made just as soon as possible. Really, you don't want that to go beyond a week. You really don't. Okay, you want to go ahead and have another touch in their life, preferably early in the week. I've heard of some churches, and I like this, actually making an initial visit on Sunday afternoon. I've heard of it, this particular church, they called it the Minute Ministry. Okay, they had some people who would, on Sunday afternoons, go and make a visit to all the new families that came. And here's what it was for. They called it the Minute Ministry because they only wanted the visit to be a minute. Okay, the people making the visit were going to make that visit sometime either on their way home from church or on their way back to church for Sunday evening. Weren't going to make it after Sunday evening service because it's usually too late. So it was one of those time frames or sometime in that Sunday afternoon time. And they called it Minute Ministry because they only wanted to take a minute at the door. They wanted to take them a gift, where they wanted them to say, thank you for coming, and we hope that you'll come again. Now, conversation continued, by all means, you didn't want to go, thank you for coming, come back, walk off, okay? But the idea was not to make the visit long, just simply to show gratitude and hoping folks come back and to take them a gift. So that's an idea, and you might could use that, but make the visit as early as possible, okay? Letter B, visit should be according to department. You got folks who checked in children for nursery, and it's nursery alone, have the nursery folks go make that visit. If it's preschool, have the preschool. If it's elementary, have the elementary. If there's crossover there and there's multiple children, then just choose somebody who would be the best steward. But visit according to department. That oftentimes helps you make a connection there. Okay? Letter C, visit should be upbeat and encouraging. Okay? Again, think of what it took to get them to come the first time. And in thinking through that process, boy, you want them to come back and you want to answer any questions that they have. You want to take with them printed materials, all those kind of things. I brought with me, and I thought I set it right here. Let me look in my bag. It might be in my bag. There's another, again, I told you we like to take gifts and give gifts and then show encouragement that way. Our pastor likes for us to do that. But whenever we go back for that first visit, again, we've already given the children this. Okay, we've already given them this, and there's some things in there for the parents to look through. But then when we're making that initial visit for children's ministry, we give them a little booklet. Okay, these are available through Striving Together. This is the basics of biblical parenting. Okay, you say, hey, you brought Johnny and Susie and Jane, and man, we were so glad to have them in nursery and preschool and elementary. And, you know, hey, I'm a parent, and I've got four myself, and I know what it's like. And anytime I can get some ideas about, you know, help for parenting, I love it. So our pastor, he's got that same kind of heart, and so we want you to have this, okay? It's just a quick little read. And hey, it doesn't have to be a book, it can be anything. We've taken coffee mugs, all kind of stuff that you can buy in bulk. Hey, if you just want to take them a pencil, whatever. That's what your budget allows. Take them a pencil. Hey, this is Kid City. We're glad your kids came. And whatever. But take them a gift on that first visit. Okay? And then I got ahead of myself because that's what letter D is. Visits should come with a gift for your guest. You'll never go wrong presenting gifts to people. We want everybody to come back. Okay? We want them to come back. And however we can make that possible through the registration process, through the stewarding of all that information, and then the follow-up, we're all about it. What you were given, sorry, is a little larger piece of paper. Maybe you can fold it in half or whatever, but we've given to you our Kid City assimilation process, okay? It really takes you from start to finish in the process as we see it. We're constantly looking at that and evaluating that. Now, Brother Burt and the Kid City team following these steps, and sometimes there's some adjustments from time to time if Pastor asks for us to do something different, but that is it. Maybe that would be something that you could develop in your own children's ministry so that you know every person that comes through those doors that we check in, we're going to go through the process and we're going to do it right. Okay? Thank you so much. You're dismissed. I appreciate your time.